over 100 in the OJs. And I love music.
Thank you.
and Braz or something like that. It's 12:34 with Kelly. 26 before 1, I'm going to walk a little bit with Aerosmith. Not to be confused with Aero Jones. So if you'd like one of these, just give me a call now. I'll be caller 8. Okay, caller 8-432-1580. Tell me you listen to Music Radio, and it's all yours.
Do you watch Charlie's Angels or Policewoman? If so, you'll love the beauty of the Zippy 280Z Datsun. See it today at VOB Datsun. VOB Datsun, Rockville.
Here's another WPGC sound off.
Well, the Redskins season is over, and despite what a lot of people said, it was a good one. And I'd like to take the time to congratulate the Redskins for a fantastic comeback. Congratulations for showing all the sports writers and sportscasters that the Redskins were alive and not a bunch of old men. Thank you, Billy Kilmer, for a superb quarterbacking year and letting me share the disappointments as well as the many glories you had. Thank you, George Allen, for bringing back the old Redskin confidence and building up the players' morale and momentum when they needed it most. And most of all, thank you for an outstanding year and a lot of good football. A listener in Gaithersburg, your response is welcome.
The best sound off of the week wins $30. Send yours to Sound Off, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington.
1976, an incredible year for music. WPGC brings the memories back.
We're giving away the top 10 albums of 1976. Listen to call in and win your favorite.
Frampton comes alive. Flying Eagles,
Steve Miller Band,
Aerosmith Rocks,
Boston, Eagles Greatest Hits,
and Wings at the Speed of Sound.
All the music and all the memories, yours to win from WPGC.
We'll be right back.
Carter will meet Egypt's Anwar Sadat early next spring in West Germany, the magazine quotes in Form Circles in Bonn. The president of Nationalist China blasted the Peking government today, saying Taiwan will never compromise or even conduct peace talks with communist China. He also said Taiwan still wants to recapture the mainland. North Korean President Kim Il-sung today rejected all American proposals for a diplomatic solution to the separation of the two Koreas. Kim made the remarks in a New Year's address. Chicago authorities are investigating the possibility of arson in a West Side apartment fire that killed at least 7 people and injured 11 others, including 4 seriously. President-elect Jimmy Carter is expected to discuss the makeup of his White House staff with some of his advisors later on today in Plains, Georgia. And finally, U.S. soldiers were carrying out war game maneuvers in Darmstadt, West Germany, when they spotted what looked like the bivouac of their aggressor. They proceeded to attack a Boy Scout encampment. Larry Groth, scoutmaster of American Troop 21, and his scouts, aged 11 to 15, were awakened by M16 rifle fire and floodlights. He finally managed to explain to the 40 invading soldiers and their commanders that the boys were friendlies. The commander ordered a ceasefire and apologized. The M16s had been firing blanks. Groth still can't understand the mistake. The camp had no camouflage, 11 fires burning, civilian cars and blue and yellow tents. He intends to ask for reimbursement for damages to equipment sustained by the scout camp during the invasion. The boys, whose behavior was exemplary throughout, are dependents of U.S. Army personnel stationed in the Munich area. And Washington weather is next. Is next.
Barbara Streisand. Chris Christopherson. A Star is Born. The most powerful performances of their careers. Barbara Streisand. Chris Christopherson.
Springfield Mall Theater.
All right, Metro weather mostly sunny today, but cold with highs of only about 30. Right now it's 24 degrees in Washington at WPGC.
Now! Hot Rod O'Brien is next. I have to go collapse. I'll see you Monday morning, okay, 6 o'clock. Till then, you have a great day and a happy new year, all right? It's Vic and Sue Robinson at Music Radio. Bye-bye.